Well, we're on the telephone with Monty Shaw, Executive Director of the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association. Well, Monty, EPA announced this morning that they have denied the request for a waiver of the corn ethanol mandate in the RFS, and I'm sure you're pleased with that announcement.
Yeah, it's a very strong signal that the RFS is working, the market is working. You know, while our corn crop was shorter than we wanted, and our industry is pulling back and other industries will as well, there's no reason to throw our most successful domestic energy policy out the window. There's still a lot of corn out there. It was a top 10 corn harvest, and there's a lot of what we call these RINs, which, anyway, it's credits that are built into the system, which allow for a lot of flexibility.
What do you say to the livestock producers and some of the other folks that were requesting this? It's created quite a divide in the ag industry.
Well, I think it's important to note that there are sectors of the Midwest livestock industry that continue to be supportive of the RFS that did not ask for the, for its waiver. So, you know, if you want to buy really cheap corn and you're in Texas and you're in California and you're in Arkansas, I understand you don't like this. But if you're growing the corn and feeding it to your cattle here in Iowa, or your hogs here in Iowa, or your hens here in Iowa, then you're actually at a pretty good competitive advantage versus some of the folks that used to go out and buy that corn when it was below the cost of production and you couldn't compete with them. So, you know, ethanol really isn't, you know, you could argue that ethanol isn't good or bad for ag or for livestock in general. It's good for the farmers, the you know, kind of the family livestock farmers that grow some corn and feed it to livestock. And for some of the corporate farmers that, hey, they had a 25-year run of buying corn from my dad cheaper than he could produce it. Good for them, but that time's over, and I don't want to go back to it.
Do you expect more challenges to the RFS going forward here, maybe in Congress? Or?
Well, certainly the oil industry has expressed their interest to rip the RFS out and throw it away. They simply don't like having competition. The oil industry benefits from a petroleum mandate, a federal petroleum mandate. They benefit from billions of dollars of tax subsidies. They benefit from a distribution monopoly. They benefit from loan guarantees for their projects and special tax havens called master limited partnerships. It is quite frankly hard to find an industry that has more government support than petroleum. And so they like it that way. Well, we need more domestic fuels. We need more renewable fuels. And so we're going to fight hard to keep the RFS next year, and I think our chances are very good. Today's decision proves that the RFS is working, that there's inherent flexibility into the law that allows it to adjust for a short crop. You know, it was a top 10 crop, but it was still shorter than the market needed. And so there was flexibility in there that allows it to, it's not rigid. And so it's proof that, I mean, today's decision, to the point, is proof that the current law works and that Congress does not need to waste time trying to, quote-unquote, fix something that isn't broken.
How would you describe the state of the ethanol industry today, right now?
Well, it's tough. I mean, it's tough right now. You have the high corn prices. You have the flexibility in that RFS, which allows those oil companies to pull back on the amount of ethanol they're using. We've seen plants shut down around the country, and others pull back production here in Iowa. We haven't had an Iowa plant shut down yet. We have had to pull back on the amount they're producing. And the next year is going to be hard. You know, we're all praying for a good harvest next fall. And if we get that, you know, we'll be off and running again. I don't even want to think about the alternative if there's another drought or anything. But, you know, we can't control that. What we can control is our ability to produce the lowest cost octane, source of octane in the world. Think about that. We're now in a year where we're using corn that came out of a very significant drought, corn that's as high priced as it's been in a long time, and ethanol is still the world's cheapest source of fuel octane today. That's why you're still seeing ethanol being used. That's why it's still saving consumers money at the pump. And with the co-product here, that's why it's still good for livestock, because we're planting more corn, we're growing more corn than we would have without ethanol. The world is short of protein, not starch, and the ethanol industry only uses the starch out of that corn. We leave all that extra corn that's planted because of ethanol, all the protein out of that corn goes right into the feed market for our livestock partners, and so they actually benefit from that. Iowa cattlemen get that. A lot of people who raise hogs in Iowa get that. Not everybody in Texas gets that, but that's okay.